the terminal halacha shiur today, I wanted to talk about the minhag of going to the mikvah on Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur. I remember once Rav Mordechai Willig Shlita, Mori Rabbi, spoke here in DRS, and they had a question and answer session with him. And someone asked some question about going to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos or something, and he said, whoa, what are you talking about? We go to the mikvah twice a year, Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur. That's when a Jewish man has to go to the mikvah. So I wanted to talk about that minhag of going to the mikvah on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur. So on the simplest level, it would seem that it should relate to the general concept of one being mitahir themselves in advance of Yontif. There is a Gemara, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin and Beis, Chayev Adam Latar Atzmo Beregel. However, it's a Machlokas Rishonim, what exactly that Gemara means. Why does a person have to become Tahar in advance of a Yom Tov? The Rambam in Hilchos Masechet Perek Tzayin Halacha Yud says that the reason is just very simply because if you're going to go into the Beis HaMikdash and you're going to eat kachim, you need to be Tahar, which would mean that wouldn't apply nowadays, that Chiv Latar Asma Bregel would not apply nowadays. The Tzlach in Maseches Beit Zadav Yud Chesam Aleph in explaining Shitas Rashi shows that the Rav Yah applies this Gemara even to Rosh Hashanah, not just to the Regalim, because there's a general obligation to be Mitar yourself for times of Kedusha, even if it's not related to Kachim. So from that perspective, that would apply to us and nowadays and for even Rosh Hashanah, for all the Yom Tovim. The Rosh in the 8th parak of Yuma, Simul Chav Dalit, says that technically it has nothing to do with the Mikdash, but nevertheless, this obligation, the Taras Mabregel, still doesn't apply nowadays because we can't do it. What does it mean, be Mitar yourself? It means be Mitar yourself from all kinds of Tumah, including Tumas Meis. We don't have a Paraduma. The one in Lakewood turned out to be pregnant that they thought they had. We don't have a Paraduma. So we can't be Mitar ourselves in advance of Yontif. So we just have no, we don't have the wherewithal to be able to accomplish it. And therefore, this no longer applies nowadays. The Shuvas Sholem Meshiv, Madurat Tlisa, Chel Galvasim Kuv Chav Gimel, says that we should still be Mitar before Regalim as a Zeichel Migdash, to the extent possible as a Zeichel Migdash. But it doesn't seem that that's really the basis of our Minog, that it's based on this broader chiyuv of chayav adam latar atzmo bregel, because if it were, then the Shulchan Aruch would quote the minhag on Erev Sukkis and on Erev Pesach and Erev Shavuos on all of the regalim. So what is this minhag? The Rama in Siman Tavkov Pei Aleph Siiv Gimel says that yesh noagin litbol Erev Hashanah mishum keri, that one is, it goes to the mikvah on Erev Hashanah to be mitar themselves from tumas keri. If a person had a seminal emission, he becomes a Bal Keri, and that makes him tamei, and he needs to go to the mikvah for that. The Mishabur in Sivkot and Chavav says, "Im einu yachal litbol, yira lishpo chalgufo tes kavin." If he can't go to the mikvah, at least pour 9 kav of even drawn water, even water that goes through pipes and everything else. At least pour 9 kav of water over your body, and that too will be mitire you from tumas keri. The Mishabura says that also this tevila should be done only from an hour before Chatzos and Erev Rosh Hashanah until the end of the day. Not before an hour before Chatzos is the ideal time for this tevila. That's on Erev Rosh Hashanah. On Erev Yom Kippur, Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Reish Vav Siv Dalet says, any time during the day on Erev Yom Kippur, we're tovel again for keri, for tumas keri, a person has to go to the mikvah. So what is this idea of 9 kav? I mean, people ask all the time, what if mikvahs make me uneasy? I don't like to go to a mikvah. And I don't want to go to the beach because I can get arrested if you go tovel. So, or it's dangerous, the waves, and it's cold. So I want to take a shower. Can I take a shower and be Yotzei the Tara? Is that called 9 kavin if you just take a shower? Or I have a friend who has a swimming pool and its backyard is totally closed in and I can have my own private mikveh as long as he has a swimming pool for a mikveh. Can I do that? And is there any advantage to the swimming pool over the shower or the shower over the swimming pool? So I want to discuss these possibilities. The Gemara in the Mishnah Brachas Tav Chaf Amar Aleph says that the Bal Keri is also B'Talmud Torah and Levarich, someone who has Tumas Keri is not allowed to learn, is not allowed to say Brachas, is not allowed to do anything. But the Gemara goes on to say that Rabbi Beseira was mevatel that takana. It was the takanas Ezra that a balkeri is not allowed to learn Torah or say brachos. The Rabbi Yehuda Beseira says the chum were later mevatel that takana because it's a gzeir shein rov tzibri chol lamud bo. People can't function like that. You're gonna have to find a mikvah every day, every time a man is with his wife, is intimate with his wife. He's gonna have to find a mikvah before davening the next day. It's gonna be very difficult for people to do. So we don't do that. We're not worried anymore. We still say brachos and we still learn Torah even with Tumas Keri, and that's what we pass in the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Peches Si'if Aleph. However, the Kolba writes in Simon Samach Dalid that since the reason that Takana says was repealed was because it was too difficult to observe, so it makes sense that 2 days a year, how difficult is that? Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, that we can manage, and therefore we're machmir for Takana Sezra on those 2 days out of the year that we go to the mikveh. But there are three types of tevila that all work to be metaher one from Tumas Keri, that if the concern is purely one of Tumas Keri, certainly going to a mikveh works, to a kasher mikveh that even works for a nida, that works for Tumah d'oraisa, that works for everything. Their mikvahs have very specific requirements, arba'im sa'ah, there can't be any leakage, the water cannot be mayim she'uvin, it has to be pure rainwater that comes straight into the mikveh. There are very specific requirements, you need a rav hamachshir in a mikveh to make sure that it's built properly and that it's maintained properly. A mikveh is a big deal, it's difficult to meet all the requirements of a mikveh. Our mikveh is Baruch Hashem. In every community, we have a mikveh that meets those requirements. Another possibility of having to be mitar from Tumas Keri, and this only works for Tumas Keri, is to have 9 kav of mayim she'uvin, of even water that was drawn in buckets or that runs through pipes, have 9 kav of water go over your body. Great. How much is 9 kav of water? So 9 kav of water, they estimate, is somewhere, I've seen estimates that run from 3 to 8 gallons of water. And generally speaking, most assume that if you take a 5-minute shower, you have well accomplished 9 kav of mayim she'uvin coming over one's body. It depends on the shower head and the rate of that the water comes out. And if you live in California, where they have different regulations than in New York in terms of wasting water. But, you know, basically, if you take a 5-minute shower, 9 kav of water will come out of the shower head. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's all coming on your body. You got to stand under the shower head and make sure that it comes al rosh v'rubo, that it comes and you're under the shower head the whole time. Not stick one hand in and then another hand in. You know, it's all at the same time. The third way, because taking the shower where you're standing under the shower head for 5 minutes straight or for 3 minutes straight, however many minutes it takes to have the 9 kav, might be a little tedious. So the third way is to be tovel in 40 sa'a of mayim she'uvin. That for Balkeri, that works to be tovel, and even in 40 sa'a of mayim she'uvin, Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Siman Peches paskins this halacha, that if you're going to use mayim she'uvin, then and if you're going to pour it over you, you need 9 kav. If you want to dip in mayim she'uvin, then you need 40 sa'a. Your swimming pool or your friend's swimming pool has 40 sa'a of mayim she'uvin. So that should work to be metar someone from Tumas Keri. However, the pool, some poskim say, point out, the Chuvas Mishnah Halacha, Schel Gimel Simen Beis through Vav, he has several Chuvas on the topic, says that the pool cannot be zochlin, that the water can't be leaking out of the pool. So you have to shut the filter, because the filter keeps the water running out of the pool and back into the pool. That's how Rav Menashe Klein suggests. However, the Chuvas Ber Moshe, Deber Tzina Rav, and Chel Kesim Chav Aleph, points out that that's only true if the leak is within the first 40 sa'a from the bottom. But if the leak is higher up and you have 40 sa'a of solid water at the bottom, then it's not a problem of zochlin. And most of the swimming pools where the water goes through the filter is not at the bottom. It's on the sides, which is well above the 40 sa'a mark, and therefore it would not be a problem. So most poskim, Minchas Yitzchok and Chel Gimel, Simen Samach Dalid, Rav Sturmbach and Chuvas Vanagos, Chel Galav, Simen Kuf Chav Gimel, hold that you could even leave the filter on and use that as a mikveh. But if the pool is being drained from the bottom, then you can't use it as a mikveh. Again, a woman who is in nida can never use a swimming pool for mikveh. She needs a kosher mikveh. We're talking about a balkeri to get out of Tumas Keri. Now, which is better, a pool or a shower? Let's say you're definitely not going to the mikveh, for whatever reason. So, pool or a shower, which one is a better one to use? So, some hold that the test kavan only works if it's gathered in a kli and poured over your body, not when it's a steady stream like a shower. So, if you want to be machmir for such a das yachid, then you would want to go to a pool rather than a shower. So it's easy to accomplish. However, if you it's really a dasyach. If you look in the Piskei Tshuvas in Siman Peches Osvav Ha'ara number 42, he quotes a very impressive and long list of Gedolei Poskim who say that there is no such concern, that turning on a shower can accomplish 9 kav coming over your body. You don't have to worry that it wasn't gathered in a kli. He quotes the Tshuvas Tzur Yaakov and the Sheiris Yaakov Simentes, the Tshuvas Divrei Yisrael, the Tshuvas Chalkas Yaakov, Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, the Tshuvas Vayan Yosef, Likute Shal, Tshuvas Divrei Yatziv, Tshuvas Ber Moshe. There are more. The Yol Moshe, on and on and on. A lot of great poskim that are Tshuvas Van Hagel, Shevet Alevi, Shraga Meir, many poskim who say that 9 kav works in a shower. The Mishra Brura just points out, like we said before, you need to stand under the shower head with your hands slightly over your chest the entire time, just letting it pour over you. And Deber Tzina in the Tshuvas Ber Moshe, Chelek Seven Yuches, points out that it can't go on parts of your body at a time. Now, why are we really Tovel and Erev Rosh Hashanah? So the Rama said, it's Tumas Keri. And if that's the case, well, then very clearly the pool and the shower all work. But it's not necessarily agreed upon by everybody that that's the reason. The Maril in Hilchos Erev Yom Kippur says that it's part of the tshuva process. That just like a ger is tovel to signify the change in his life, so too we are signifying that we're becoming a bria chadasha. Sefer HaChinuch talks about the meaning of mikveh, that it's bria chadasha, like we're emerging like a child from the womb, emerging from the water. So we're showing that we're a new person with the tshuva process. So it's a chelek of tshuva that we're tovel for. L'may nafkamina, whether it's mishum Tumas Keri or mishum tshuva, there are 8 nafkaminas. One nafkamina is, do you need a mikveh? If it's part of the tshuva process, it's about Tosefes Kedusha and Tahara or whatever, so that you would need a mikveh for Kedusha. Only the mikveh is the Kedusha of the mikveh. But if it's just about being mitar yourself from Tumas Keri, a shower also works, a swimming pool also works. Another nafkamina is chatzitza an issue. Mata Ephraim in Tafrei Shvav Sivchas says to be careful to cut your fingernails and remove all chatzitos, because this is more serious than a regular Tvilas Keri, because it's for the Kedusha, etc. But if it's just Tvilas Keri, then chatzitos is not an issue. Rav Vadia is makel on that with chatzitos, so we don't have to check our whole bodies and make sure that there's no chatzitos anywhere the way a woman would before going to the mikvah. A third nafkamina, Magen Avraham Tavkav Pe'al Sivkat Tesvav, if the reason is Mishum Keri, Magen Avraham says, then what if a man's wife had gone to the mikveh Lel Rosh Hashanah, so he had a chiyavona, he had to sleep with his wife on Lel Rosh Hashanah. So guess what? By the time davening comes Rosh Hashanah again, he's a balkeri. So then he would have to be tovel again, or take another shower Rosh Hashanah morning to be mitar himself from the tumas keri. But if it's about Tosefes Kedusha going into the yantiv, nothing to do with tumas keri, then he wouldn't have to do it again. The Magen Avraham says he should do it again. Now, there's a minhag that we don't have that we don't have Tashma Shemita on the first night of Rosh Hashanah because of that, on both nights of Rosh Hashanah actually, because of that. But if it's a lel ona, if it's a woman's lel tefila, then there's a mitzvah, then that overrides the minhag not to. So the Magen Avraham says, so you should go to the mikvah again in the morning. How many times, fourth nafkamina, how many times to be tovel, and should you say a vidur when you're being tovel? The Darkei Moshe in Tavrei Shvav Sif Gimel points out that that's really the nafkamina, whether you're going for keri or for tshuva. If you're going for Tumas Keri, what does that do? You dip once and you're tahar. But if it's about tshuva, so there is an inyan of dipping 3 times, of multiple dippings, and saying a whole vidui is a whole procedure. That's what the Mishra Berurah points out in Sivkat Nechaval. Fifth nafkamina, do you need to tovel again on Erev Yom Kippur if you already tovel on Erev Rosh Hashanah? You'd think that if the reason was for Keri and you didn't experience Keri again, it hasn't been that long, you can remember whether you became Bal Keri again, then there's no reason for it. But if it's Mishum Kedusha, well, maybe on Erev Yom Kippur again, you want to be Mekadish yourself with a higher level of Kedusha. Another nafkamina is, does it matter what time of the day you choose to go to the mikvah? Mishum Berurah said this thing about an hour before Chatzos on Erev Rosh Hashanah. If it's Mishum Keri, who cares what time of the day? You just need to be Mitar yourself from Tumas Keri. So whenever you want, be Mitar yourself from Tumas Keri. But if it's about Tosefes Kedusha, then you see how somehow the timing matters Kabbalistically, whatever. I don't know. I don't know why. But it does, or it's possible that it does. So whether the timing matters may only be because of that inyan of Kedusha. L'chora, if you're going to take a shower instead of going to the mikveh, you don't have to worry about the Mishnah Berurah's timing of doing a dafka later in the day, or, you know, after an hour before Chatzos. Because if you're taking a shower, you're only doing the Tumas Keri anyway. You're not taking care of the Tosefes Kedusha anyhow. So that would connect. Seventh nafkamina, should women and children do the tevila? If it's for tshuva, why not? But if it's for tumas keri, they're not balei keri, so there's no reason for them to do it. I think the minhag is that women and children do not, but sometimes children do, but women definitely, they don't go to the mikvah on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. And a final nafkamina, should you say a bracha? If it's a chumrah for keri, then probably not. But if it relates to chayev adam latar atzmo beregel, and that's the, not even Kedusha, but Chayav Adam Taras from Bregel, then maybe yes. Shulchan Aruch and Simitav Reish Vav says no bracha. It's at least a suffix. So that definitely, we don't say a bracha when we go to the Mikvah of Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur. I got to change the name.